You don't like him rapping. Why is that? Is it what he's saying?
Or how he says it?
I like how he raps. But I don't like what he says all the damn time.
He's not a good enough rapper to be monotone and rap what he raps.
But I feel like that's what works for him.
Exactly.
You're right. It works for him. But
you don't like it.
Yeah, it works for him.
The reason why I like it is the same reason why I'm starting to like Kodak Black a little bit more. Right? That's not on the project. Then in hip hop album review, as you can see, we're missing one of the featured members, but it's all good. The show must go on. Then in hip hop album review, 21 Savage, Offset, and Metro Boomin without warning.
How did we decide on reviewing 21 Savage without warning? I know y'all surprised, but can you tell the people how this happened?
Well, shit, you tell the people.
All right, I'll tell the people. We tried out a new thing. Polling. We're gonna ask you guys to help us decide on what we're gonna review next. So on Patreon, we took nominations, and then I took the nominations, I put it in a poll, and the poll this time was public, so everybody that follows us on social media or whatever could vote. The next poll.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and do the next one.
Okay.
This time, since they're now figuring out about it.
So since we're just telling you guys, the YouTube audience, the people on social know.
Right.
So the next time we do this, make sure you follow us on social media. The next poll will be public, so you guys can go in and vote, and it's easy.
And what he means by public, you don't have to be a patron.
Right.
You can go on Patreon's page, and it'll be public.
Exactly. You'll still be able to nominate the albums, but you just won't be able to vote on what album we review. But I think this is dope, because I think it puts more of the power back in you guys, and then I like the randomness of not knowing what we're going to review, so... To be able to sit here and review 21 Savage without warning, this never would have popped up.
No pun intended.
Exactly. All right, so let's go, man.
21 Savage, Offset, and Metro Boomin without warning, thanks to you guys. These type of artists, right? Like, and I'm a grouper, and I'm pretty sure that they don't want to be grouped. But these type of artists, when I listen to them, it's not about what they say.
They may want to be grouped, though.
Maybe I don't know.
I think a guy like 21 Savage doesn't mind being.
He knows what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He definitely knows what his lane is.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that for artists, I think the main important thing is to be self-aware. Don't try to be shit that you're not. Know your lane. Dominate your lane. Don't try to start singing like we don't need that. We don't need that. But the lane that 21 Savage is in, the lane that Offset is in, the lane that Metro Boomin is in. I thought that this was a pretty decent record. Like, this is something that I feel that, and shout out to Modest and Ken. When we was out in L.A., Ken was talking about, oh, man, Ralph got all the underground trap songs. Like, why the fuck he's not asking?
Listen, we learned a lot about rap, or some more stuff about rap. Ralph be holding out, man. FIFO. We learned a lot about FIFO. FIFO be holding out not only on us, but on you guys. You guys got to stay on him to get more stuff like this so we can put it in the chamber, man. Because he be holding out. He know all this shit. The Post Malones, the Gucci's, the Migos, like all this
Slime
stuff.
Slime Season.
Yeah, he was bumping all that stuff.
In the lane that they're in that trap, new age music, like I fuck with all three of them. So this was definitely without warning. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, they just dropped the shit.
Yeah.
They dropped it for Halloween.
Yeah.
It was on Halloween.
Yeah.
So they just dropped it literally without warning, out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll get to it. So I didn't,
An interesting pairing, though.
It was.
Why?
21 and Offset.
Why is that so interesting?
Sound so different.
They do, but they both rap over the same style of music, right? So to me, that's the reason why it wasn't so odd. And
I'm looking at it just from an end.
So, but I'm saying, so you would want two MCs that sounded the same over the same producer?
I can see like a Quavo and Travis Scott. Like, I can see that kind of being
that makes more sense.
Yeah, I can see that fitting better than 21 Savage.
So how did you feel? Did they fit on this?
Okay, me personally. No. I fuck with Metro Boomin. Like, I don't think a lot of people know
had,
like
he
that.
Had
like, I've always fuck with Metro. I don't know why people get this conception that like I don't like trap beats. Like, that's crazy. But
tell her you had subs in the whip, B.
Yeah,
tell her you used to have subs. You used to knock down the block.
Like, I don't know why people.
I think they think that because like you typically don't like the the artist the, that rapped yeah, over Trap.
Yeah, but like,
that doesn't have anything to do with the producer.
Yeah, yeah, like I fuck with Metro Boomin heavy. Like I fuck with all.
I can see why one would assume that though.
Back in the day, we would have dope rappers over subpar beats. And we were like, man, that dude is fucking dope. And we could separate the two.
KLC then, is a prime example.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So yeah, we grew up like listening to stuff where the beats are fucking fire as hell, but yeah, the rappers are not all that good.
I was like, I fuck with Metro Boomin. So of course, listen to this. I'm like, okay, cool. I got new Metro Boomin beats to bump to and listen to. Of course, clearly Offset is the superior MC. I can't take 21 Savage as a verse. I like him on hooks. Tracks like seriously, I like him like the hooks for Disrespectful.
I feel like his rhymes are hooks.
Yes, true. So like, what's that? Mad Stalkers. I like the hook. I like his hook on that. But I didn't care for the verse. Disrespectful. I like his hook on that. I like I like Rap Save Me hook. Like, yes. I like him on hooks.
When I pay attention to him,
like, what the fuck? He be having some dope fucking lines over
here and there.
He said, "Damn, building a bear. I'm gonna build a thot."
He be having some dope, like, he be having, it's just, I fuck with 21.
Thank you, kid. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I've always said that. I know I surprised a lot of
people. I didn't know you said that. Yeah, I know I always say that. I fuck with 21.
He had the Metro Boomin shit.
Yeah.
So whenever he would come up, I was like, no, I fuck with 21 Savage.
I thought I've said it before, but you never, like, actually came out and said that you do too.
The thing about it, and the reason why I like him on this project, because when I first listened, I was like, man, like, are there going to be any up-tempo beats? Then I did some research, found out it was released on Halloween. I was like, oh, this was intentional. Right. Like, this shit is supposed to be.
13.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I can play this shit. Next Halloween, I'm gonna be playing this shit. Like, this shit sound fucking scary. Yeah. 21 Savage fits with this shit perfectly. He has no fucking emotion in his voice. Yeah. If this was fucking Marvel, he would be a villain. And he would just be fucking evil for no fucking reason. Because that's just who the fuck he is. Like, he said, I named my chopper KKK because I hate niggas. When I heard that, I fell out laughing. I was like, oh shit. He has these like one-liner punchlines that he has.
That's why I said his rhymes are like
punchlines. Yeah, that's so good. It's just so fucking dope for me because he never goes up. He never goes down.
He's so monotone.
Right there, man. And it's like, those are the scariest motherfuckers in the world.
It's catchy as hell.
Yeah, maybe it's just for me already fucking with Migos. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm here for Offset and Metro Boomin.
Yeah, because the Migos can rhyme. Like, they're skilled.
Like, Offset was ripping these Metro beats, though. Offset was ripping them. But I just
like, no diss song. Like, no diss, I had to write it down. No diss song, White Chalking. Like, I'm not even making a song for your ass. Then he said, where your manners? 100 choppers. Roll the window down. MC Hammer. When he fucking said it, man. It was like, and it's not like, I'm like, ooh, that was a dope line. It's just like when he says it and how he puts it together.
Right.
And then when I'm like, and I just find myself just cracking the fuck up. Because I'm like, damn, that's
he's like one of those friends that not super educated, but they be talking shit and that shit be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
That's what he remind me of, man. Yeah, like, man.
Dude, he come off that way.
He comes off like that. Like, he just one of those friends that's like,
I see what you're saying.
Then it's almost like it's a family business. He said, I got an uncle that's still serving.
Right.
49 years old, still serving. Yeah. Well, I was like, God damn. Right. This shit runs in the family. Yeah, I do like this shit, man. I'm not listening to him like you're a Royce da 5'9". Right. I'm not listening to you like...
You're not putting him on that same...
Yeah, thing. I want these Metro Boomin beats.
Yep.
And, that shit be knocking, man.
Bruh.
Metro Boomin beats be knocking, bro.
Man, that young dude is talented, man. Hey,
like, one of my favorite joints, Still Serving, how menacing that beat is, and how 21 come up, man. Like, this is one of these projects for me, and like how Ken was talking about how like they learn more about me when we was out there in LA. This is one of those projects that, like, when it's rush hour traffic, I'm throwing this shit on.
Oh, this is definitely riding music.
Yeah.
Oh, this
is, and I'm looking at motherfuckers like, you better not cut me off, motherfucker. That's it.
And I like how my choppers hate niggas. I think that's the song, right? Mm-hmm. Song title. And then how this shit rolled into Nightmare. The hook on Nightmare.
That Offset had by himself.
Yeah. But that fucking hook, for whatever reason, is fucking hilarious. He was like, close your eyes, nigga, we there. Then you say it a couple of times. Then you say, open your eyes, nigga. You're not dreaming, nigga. We there for real? Something like that.
Yeah.
Man, that shit cracks me up every fucking time. I hear it, man.
Offset for me, I was like, he did what I expected for him to do.
But I feel like 21 took over the project.
You think though. So?
Yeah.
And maybe
it's like a 21 project.
Really?
Yeah. Featuring
and then maybe
the other two.
Maybe right. It's just like, I guess I'm just more of a fan of Offset. Because I heard some songs from 21 Savage before, and I was just like, nah, it wasn't interesting. So when I saw this, I'm like, cool, I got Offset and new Metro Boomin beats. I'm like, let's go.
But when I say, like, I feel like 21 took over, I'm not saying that he outshined.
I know what you
it's
mean.
It's more like that he,
I know what you mean.
He was on it.
He was on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It felt like his sound. It felt like his project.
It did feel like his sound.
Because it was
dark.
Because it was so dark. That's why.
Right.
Yeah. So I get it.
Offset is a little bit more light. You know what I'm saying? Like 21 Savage. Like that's why I thought it was an interesting comparison between the two, because they're
21 Savage is just an acquired taste.
He really is.
He's an acquired taste, where Migos is a little bit more accessible.
Like Migos has an Offset, like a certain bounce to their music. Like it could be bouncy, it could be catchy, it could be 21 ain't giving you nothing bouncy. There's
you getting one specific thing.
Exactly.
One Savage.
And I've learned that. This is my first time listening to like a whole project with 21 Savage. Like I've never, like I said,
Are you even listening to Metro Boomin? Was Savage Mode? Was it Savage?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That was last year, right?
Yeah, I think that was last year.
With 21, it's not just any person that makes his sound. You know what I'm saying? He raps over all of these trap beats. It's just when you go to a 21 Savage song or project, you know what you're gonna get. He's not gonna switch it up much. And it's the producer that'll switch up the sound, but 21 is gonna stay in his lane, man. Not. So like you said, it's an acquired taste. Either you fuck with him or you don't fuck with him. But either way, I get it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think this kind of hit me. I kind of put like him and Migos like in the 3-6 Mafia bucket, right?
Yeah.
That Memphis sound. Like,
that's what this is.
And you know, they've always had like dope beats, and they're not gonna damn, you know, like be like super motherfucking lyrical and shit like that, but they just have a particular sound that people like. That's the thing about hip hop, man. There's just some shit out here you just fuck with.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That becomes a personal taste.
Right.
And they're just and their shit. Like, yeah.
Project
yeah. 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 So and that's kind of where I saw them. So when I think of 21 Savage and I'm listening to this, I'm like, oh, he's kind of like you say, he's the Project Pax or the fucking Gangsta Booze and the 3-6 Mafia of the world, you know, up today.
But overall, B, like, were you feeling this? Like the overall sense? Because I know we feeling it.
I mean, yeah, like overall, I was like, okay, it is cool. I mean, like the 21 thing is just like, that's just like a minor gripe. But overall, I was like, yeah, I fuck with this album. I mean, 10 tracks.
Yeah,
but I'm glad, you know, because sometimes. Stuff
they
like
can
this,
overdo it.
They can overdo it. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't overdo it with this. I'm like, okay, they gave me this. This was a quick hit. 10 tracks, and the songs wasn't that long.
And not everybody was on everything.
Right. Too, yeah, that was another thing. And then, like I said, the songs they wrote in, I think it was sequenced well. I think that's another thing I think people don't want to mention. That's, I don't think that's brought up. I think this album was sequenced very well. You know, because sometimes you'd be like, why is this song was after that? But I thought this entire project flowed very well.
They executed it. You know, I don't know what type of time frame that they were under, if this was something that was either spur of the moment or something that they were planning. But either way, I think one big thing that we kind of underrate and we don't always talk about when we do albums is the execution part and how this was executed, how it was released and everything. Like, it's a good album. It's a good album to ride to. It's a good album
ride
to put
music,
on. It's riding music. Turn up the bass. You know, if you got speakers that work, you know, turn that shit up and just let this shit ride. Mm-hmm. Let this shit ride.
Yeah, I just need that 21 Savage Christmas album next. I need one. Hey, do that shit, 21 Savage. Do that 21 Savage Christmas album. No, he wants one.
Oh, I'm about
you done made a Halloween album? Give me a Christmas album. Give me a Christmas joint. Yeah,
you can do it. The motherfucking Esquire did it.
Yeah, you can do it.
For me, my favorite tracks, Rap Save Me, Ric Flair Drip. That shit's hard as fuck.
That was like one of the few up-tempo joints.
Yeah. My chopper hate niggas, and I'm going to go with Still Serving. Still Serving is my shit, because Metro did his thing on that beat. God damn.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm just going to go with I think this was like the trial quite the factor. It was Ric Flair, My Chopper Hate Niggas, Nightmare, and Mass Stalkers. Like, them four right there, back to back. That was clearly, like, that was my favorite run on this entire album. Not saying I'm the only song I like.
Yeah,
just saying, but like that was a.
This your favorite track?
Yeah, that's my favorite track. And it just happened to be back to back to back to back to back. So that was like a great run.
I'm gonna run those same 3B. I'm gonna add Nightmare. So Rap Save Me, Ric Flair Drip, My Chopper Hate Niggas. That's my shit, man. KKK. Man, that shit is so funny.
So did anybody mention the first track?
Ghostface Killah, yeah, he missed that.
Oh, okay.
He talked about
that. That shit set it off for me, man.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
that's serious.
Like, when Offset started doing the hook, I was like, ooh, it's Ghostface Killah. Wu Tang.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. I was like,
that set it off.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, this ain't no joke.
No,
this ain't no joke. This ain't no joke.
It's a real project.
This is a real project.
This an album.
Okay, all right. All right, let me adjust my seat.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, back in. Like, yeah, that was a great way to start.
That was a great one.
I'm like, damn, using the Wu-Tang reference, that was dope. And as much as I don't care for Travis Scott, I thought he fit.
Yeah.
You know what?
He did well.
You weren't mad.
I wasn't mad.
Travis Scott did his thing.
Yeah, for once, I wasn't mad.
He did his thing on that joint, man. I was like, okay.
Hating on Travis.
Hey. Give me a reason not to hate like he did on this album.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
If all three of y'all watching, I fuck with all three of y'all. You know what I'm saying? If this is something that you guys are going to do in the future, you definitely set the bar pretty good, you know? So I definitely would like to see more collaborations in the future. Obviously, you guys already collaborate with a whole bunch of people individually. So, you know, just continue to do what you do. I'm not gonna get long-winded and tell you this, that, whatever. Like, this shit was dope. Thank you for dropping it. Thank you for the collab. See you next time.
And shit, honestly, man, I think this is light work for them.
I think so too.
This is light work. Especially for Offset, because he didn't really do what we know he can do.
Exactly. So, you know, again, if you guys have future plans, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Great rider music, man. Fun album. Dark. I like Metro Boomin. I love how you usually have like a little more up-tempo, happier. I'm not gonna say happier, but just more up-tempo production. I'm glad you went dark. Yeah, I'm glad you went dark with this one to fit the theme. Even just looking at the album cover, just like this to fit the theme of this. Metro Boomin, you did a good job.
Come around this place, you're right. Get big.
Right. That's without warning, baby. Without warning. But I mean, 21 and Offset, I think y'all, you know, it was an interesting combination, but it fit. I mean, I like that project. I'm glad you guys kept it short. It.
Yeah, if you guys are watching, yeah, I like this project. You know, I think there's like this way of saying things. Like when you say, hey man, you know what? I fuck with that shit. Or I fuck with this dude. Like, that says everything you need to know, right? And with you guys, I just fuck with what you guys do. And you guys have a lane and you guys stick to that lane. You don't try to, you know, swerve out of it or do anything like that. Y'all just do what y'all do, man. And it's up to the people to like it or not like it. This particular project, like I said, I thought it was an interesting combination between 21 Savage and Offset, between the two of you. But I already knew what Metro was going to bring, man. So it was just a matter of you guys getting on there and just doing what you guys do best. And I think you guys definitely did a good job of that. And yeah, it was good riding music. And I rock with it. So I appreciate the project and the fact that it was a Halloween theme added a little bit more once I found that out. So yeah, keep doing your thing.